Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 95, Scene 5, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami then said, Lord Brahma then arrived at Prabhasa, along with Lord Shiva and his consort, the sages, the Prajapatis, and all the demigods headed by Indra. The forefathers, Siddhas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and great serpents also came, along with the Charanas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Kinnaras, Apsaras, and relatives of Garuda, all of them greatly eager to witness the departure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even as they were coming, all these personalities variously chanted and glorified the birth and activities of Lord Shaori, Krishna. O King Parikshit, crowding the sky with their many airplanes, they showered down flowers with great devotion. Lord Krishna, seeing before him Lord Brahma, the grandfather of the universe, along with all the other demigods, who are all Krishna's personal and powerful expansions, the Almighty Lord Krishna closed his lotus eyes, fixing his mind within himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And without employing the mystic Agnayi meditation to burn up his transcendental body, which is the all-attractive resting place of all the worlds, and the object of all contemplation and meditation, Lord Krishna entered into his own spiritual abode. As soon as Lord Sri Krishna left this earth, truth, religion, faithfulness, glory, and beauty immediately followed him. Kettle drums resounded in the heavens, and flowers showered from the sky. Most of the demigods and other higher beings led by Lord Brahma could not see Lord Krishna as he was entering his own abode, since Krishna did not reveal his movements. But some of them did catch sight of Krishna, and they were extremely amazed. Just as ordinary men cannot ascertain the path of a lightning bolt as it leaves a cloud, the demigods could not trace out the movements of Lord Krishna as he returned to his abode. However, a few of the demigods, most notably Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, could ascertain how the Lord's mystic power was working, and thus they became most astonished. All of the demigods praised the Lord's mystic power and then returned to their own planets. My dear King Parikshit, you should understand that the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Lord Krishna, which resemble those of embodied conditioned souls, are actually a show enacted by his illusory energy, just like the performance of an actor. After creating this universe, Krishna enters into it, plays within it for some time, and at last winds it up. Then the Lord remains situated in his own transcendental glory, having ceased from the functions of cosmic manifestation. After all, Lord Krishna brought the son of his guru back from the planet of the Lord of Death in the boy's self-same body. And as the ultimate giver of protection, Krishna also saved you, Parikshit, when you were burned by the Brahma-astra of Ashwatthama. Krishna conquered in battle even Lord Shiva, who deals death to the agents of death. And Krishna sent the hunter Jara directly to Vaikuntha in his human body. So tell me, how could such a personality be unable to protect his own self? Although Lord Krishna, being the possessor of infinite powers, is the only cause of creation maintenance, and destruction of innumerable living beings, he simply did not desire to keep his body in this world any longer. He thus revealed the destination of those fixed in the self, and Krishna demonstrated that this mortal world is of no intrinsic value. Anyone who regularly rises early in the morning and carefully chants with devotion these glories of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental disappearance and his return to his own abode will certainly achieve that same supreme destination.